Hello, everyone. Welcome to Upsize Your Leadership, the podcast about enhancing your effectiveness wherever you lead, whatever your role. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Armour, president of Strategic Leadership Development International, which I founded in Dallas over 25 years ago. Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about me and my firm at leaderperfect.com. Over the next several episodes, we're going to explore a framework that distills leadership success into five essential principles. Now, I know what you may be thinking. Another leadership framework, really? But this one's different. Most leadership advice, and the framework derived from it, treats symptoms. It tells you to communicate better, to be more strategic, to build better culture, as if these were separate, disconnected activities that you just need to be better at executing. What I've discovered, and what we're going to explore together, is that exceptional leadership isn't about mastering 100 different skills. It's about understanding and implementing five fundamental principles that, when you get them right, create a cascade of positive outcomes across your entire organization. They function together as a system, mutually feeding and reinforcing one another. These aren't tactics. They're not the leadership flavor of the month. I call them essentials because they are the essence of how great leaders achieve sustained success. Today, I'm going to give you the framework for the complete system. Then, in the episodes that follow, we will dig deep into the essentials one by one. Your own success as a leader hinges on the principles that we're summarizing in the next 20 minutes. I'm eager to get underway, so stick around. I'll return in just a moment.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
I've been a leader most of my life, beginning early in high school. I've studied leadership continuously since I was in my 20s, and I've trained leaders for decades on four continents. Along the way, I came to realize that there are five essentials for leadership success. They are, 1, exemplify extraordinary character. 2, cultivate high trust. 3, maximize alignment around vision, values, and strategies. 4, engage people in ways that motivate and inspire them. And 5, create a results-oriented culture that demands excellence of itself. Now, before we dive into these principles, I should highlight one thing. This list is not randomly arranged. It's a sequenced set of dependencies. You can't leap to number 5 and create a results-oriented culture without first doing appropriate work on character, trust, alignment, and engagement in that order. The arrangement is also cumulative in its impact. These principles build on one another. They function as a synergistic system. Character empowers trust. Trust facilitates alignment. Alignment expedites engagement. And engagement yields the momentum to sustain a results-oriented culture. We can liken the interplay of these five principles to constructing a house. Character is the foundation. Trust is the framing and structural support. Alignment is the layout. We can think of engagement as like the home's utilities and built-ins. It optimizes utility. And culture is the final feel and atmosphere that the architectural design inspires. My goal today is to provide a schematic of this system's components. We begin with the foundation, character. A number of reputable studies have concluded that 70 to 80% of a leader's success is directly or indirectly attributable to character. Leadership is ultimately the ability to influence people to follow, and personal influence over the long haul turns heavily on quality of character. All too often, people look for charisma in a leader, not necessarily character. And charisma certainly engenders influence, particularly in the near term. In leadership, however, charisma is no substitute for character. In fact, it frequently masks serious character flaws. People who are captivated by the charisma fail to peer beyond it. Charisma is a measure of how people engage with others. Character is a measure of what a person is like when no one else is around, when no one else is looking. We can assess a person's charisma in a matter of minutes, but we can only ascertain their true character over an extended time frame. When I ask people to define what character is, they often describe it as integrity. And admittedly, the two are closely intertwined, so much so that we sometimes use the words interchangeably. To say that someone has no character is equivalent to indicting his or her integrity. Yet character embraces far more than integrity. Integrity is about being congruent morally and ethically, being true to your values and core beliefs no matter the circumstances. Character, on the other hand, encompasses the full range of personal traits that shape how you move through the world, not just your integrity. Integrity, of course, does play a vital role in character because values constitute a major dimension of character. Character reflects the degree to which we practice virtues like courage, humility, empathy, self-discipline, accountability, reliability, and respectfulness. When we are true to these admirable qualities, we are practicing integrity. But integrity alone does not determine how you handle power, how you respond to stress, how you treat people who can't benefit you, how you react when someone challenges or confronts you, how you behave when you're frustrated, tired, or disappointed. In moments like these, failure to maintain exemplary conduct points to flaws in character, not flawed integrity. Integrity is binary. You either have it or you do not. There's no such thing as partial integrity. Character, on the other hand, is developmental. It matures along a continuum. By the time we approach adolescence, we all have some level of character. The question is whether it is weak or strong. Our upcoming episode dedicated to character will explore the traits that make it exceptional, how it differs from personality, and where character flaws are most damaging to leadership effectiveness. Strength of character has direct bearing on the second trait of successful executive leadership, which is cultivating high trust. First, trust in the leader, then trust throughout the leader's organization. Operationally, trust expedites everything that you oversee as a leader. Decisions happen faster, communication is more efficient, people take initiative without waiting for permission, conflict gets resolved productively instead of festering. Without trust, everything slows down. Decision-making becomes sluggish. People wait for explicit direction instead of taking independent initiative. Conflict becomes political rather than productive. Trust flourishes where two things govern relationships: mutual respect and consistent reciprocity. In reciprocal relationships, the benefit that individuals receive and the benefit that they provide for others are reasonably balanced. No one is taking advantage of others in the relationship. Think about the relationships in your organization where trust is highest. In those relationships, you will find a pattern in which value flows in both directions, especially in the relationship between management and the workforce. You invest in the development of workers, and in turn, they invest greater effort in the organization's success. You give workers autonomy, and they give you results. When this kind of reciprocity deteriorates, distrust sets in. Reciprocity may still exist, but it's no longer balanced. It's limited. It's not proportionate. One or more parties to the relationship are taking more than they are giving. Maybe it's a leader who demands loyalty, but shows no commitment to doing right by his people in return. Maybe it's an employee who soaks up resources but delivers minimal output. Maybe it's a partnership where one party captures most of the financial value from what the partners produce jointly. In our episode on cultivating high trust, we're going to explore the specific mechanisms of reciprocity, how to identify the telltale signs of low trust within an organization, and how to keep trust in a constant state of good repair. The third essential for leadership success is to maximize alignment around vision, values, and strategies. And this is where most organizations break down. They have talented people, they have resources, they have good intentions, but alignment is lacking. As a result, their talent and resources become diluted across competing priorities because the organization is not moving as a whole in a unified direction. Alignment operates at three levels simultaneously, and you need all three. First is the conceptual level, which entails clarity about where you are going and how you are getting there. This is where your vision and strategy come into play. When people are aligned conceptually, they understand the destination. They understand the path. They can make independent decisions that further the team's shared direction. Second is the structural level, how the elements of the conceptual level are operationally implemented. Conceptual alignment and structural alignment must mirror one another. Third is the psychological level. At this level, shared values, attitudes, and esprit de corps are of primary concern. When people are aligned psychologically, the underpinnings of a results-oriented culture are in place. As conceptual, organizational, and psychological alignment become replete, force multiplication ensues. Aligned forces don't just add to each other's impact, they multiply. Five people moving in perfect alignment create far more impact than 50 people moving in scattered directions. In our episode on alignment, we're going to explore how to distinguish between genuine alignment and superficial agreement, and we will underscore the need to treat alignment as an ongoing process. It's not a once-and-done event like aligning the wheels on a car. Workplace alignment is a core discipline because the context in which an organization operates is constantly in flux. The fourth essential for leadership success is to engage people in ways that motivate and inspire them. Many leaders make the mistake of believing that they can motivate people through force of will or personal charisma alone. They can't. None of us can. Sustainable motivation comes from something deeper, namely from resonance with the conceptual and psychological alignment and momentum in the structural alignment. Resonance is internal. Momentum is external. Resonance is an inner vibration that people clearly feel when they are authentically caught up in the work that they do. When your vision as the leader connects to their values, when work itself has meaning for them, you don't have to manufacture motivation. It emerges naturally. Momentum is what happens when people see progress in that aspect of the job that triggers their inner resonance. When they take action and see results, confidence builds. Higher confidence leads to bolder action, which produces greater results, which yields added confidence. In our episode on engagement, we will explore the considerations that go into fostering both resonance and momentum. Engagement is not a series of management initiatives. It's a byproduct of establishing fertile conditions in which engagement develops of its own accord. The fifth essential for leadership success is to create a results-oriented culture that demands excellence of itself. Notice the phrasing here, demands excellence of itself. This is not an externally imposed standard. It's not a mandated level of performance driven from the top. It's excellence that the culture demands of itself. This is what distinguishes a results-oriented culture from a performance culture. A performance culture is engendered by external pressure. Leadership sets high standards and ambitious goals, then holds people accountable. There's nothing wrong with this approach. Accountability does matter. But maintaining it at a high enough level to yield consistent peak performance is taxing on leadership, to say the least. And it creates a dynamic where people perform in order to avoid consequences rather than to achieve something meaningful. A results-oriented culture is different. It does not demean the importance of accountability, but the driving force in a results-oriented culture is a commitment that resides within the workforce itself. People hold themselves to high standards because they are building something that matters to them. There's no need to impose excellence as a standard. It simply comes to the fore. How do you create this? To do so, you need to capitalize on the four previous essentials. You need character, essential number one, because people don't demand excellence of themselves if leadership doesn't model it. If you are cutting corners as a leader, they will cut corners. If you are making excuses, they will make excuses. Leadership character sets the standard. You need trust, essential number two, because people will not take the risks required in the pursuit of excellence unless they trust that failure will be treated as a learning experience rather than a rationale for punishment. High trust environments enable experimentation, which is necessary for breakthroughs that find new paths to excellence. You need alignment, essential number three, because people will not demand excellence of themselves if they don't understand what they are seeking to achieve and why it matters. When they are aligned around a vision that resonates with their values, excellence becomes intrinsically motivated. You need engagement, essential number four, because people won't continue to require excellence of themselves without momentum. They need to see that their efforts produce notable results which they feel good about. This then generates the confidence and provides the intrinsic reward that furthers momentum. When you have all four of these essentials in place, something remarkable happens. The culture starts to self-regulate. People hold each other accountable, not because leadership demands it, but because the workers are collectively committed to something that matters. Let me paint a picture of what this looks like. I once provided team coaching for the executives of a manufacturing company noted for superior products. Their level of quality set the standard for the industry. They achieved this distinction in large part because their production team embodied the motto, "We don't ship defects." Not, "We keep defects to a minimum," or "We meet high quality standards." "We don't ship defects," period. This outlook was not dictated by management. It was a cultural commitment self-initiated within the team. When a defect was discovered, there was no effort to hide it or to rationalize it. They stopped the line. They fixed it. They figured out the root cause so that it would not happen again. Why? because they were building something that they were proud of. They were aligned around a vision of being the most reliable manufacturer in their industry. They trusted each other and their leadership to be engaged in that vision. They saw the results of their commitment in the form of customer loyalty, industry reputation, and personal pride in their work. They held their head high when they told their friends where they worked. Theirs was a results-oriented culture that demanded excellence of itself. For them, excellence was not a destination, it was a way of life. You can't mandate that. You can't get there through policy. You create the conditions, character, trust, alignment, engagement, so that it emerges. In our episode on results-oriented culture, we're going to explore the factors and leadership styles that reinforce excellence and how we develop the kind of grit and resilience required to sustain high performance over time. Now, here's what you need to understand. These five essentials are not separate components of leadership. They are not a checklist where you master one, then move to the next. They are an integrated system. They function as a whole. What people see in you by way of character paves the way for them to trust your leadership. Trust enables alignment. Alignment creates the conditions for engagement. Engagement produces momentum, which feeds directly into a results-oriented culture. Like most systems, this integrated linkage loops back on itself and reinforces itself. When your culture yields striking results, people see further evidence that you are a competent and capable leader. That expands what they attribute to you by way of character. Their trust in you grows, they align more readily around your decisions, and their engagement attains new heights. So, join me for the next episode as we start probing the specifics of building this kind of success. This series is not about quick fixes, not about leadership hacks, not about a one-size-fits-all solution. But here's what I know. When you get these five essentials right, leadership is a far easier load to bear. Decisions become clearer, execution becomes faster, people become more engaged, results become more consistent. And best of all, what you have built will be sustainable. A PDF copy of today's program is available at upsizeyourleadership.com/episodes. Simply find this episode in the date ordered index and click on the link to download the script. You're going to find this series extremely insightful and filled with benefit. Don't miss a single episode. Click on the subscribe button on the player to be alerted each time that I post a new installment in the series. And do a favor for friends and colleagues in leadership. Let them benefit from this episode too. Share it with them by clicking on the share button, again located on the podcast player. Most of all, be assured of my deep gratitude for the time that you've spent with me today. I look forward to our next time together. Until then, find some way every day to upsize your leadership.